free. That's 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. And this is the show about your calls and what you want to talk about. And tonight, Ian and Mark, they're out of town. They're, I believe, at the Talkers New Media Seminar in New York City. And so tonight with you here, it is Johnson.
Puke.
And Boner Joe.
And we're talking about lots of things tonight. We've talked a little bit about security. We've talked about phone tax. We've talked about comparing Obama and Nixon and talked about the impeachment. We've talked about some interesting laws in Texas and not getting stolen from there because you might get shot. And all of that. But we're also here to take your calls, and we have a couple calls on the line, so I'd like to get right to them because they've been patiently holding for
unfortunately, the one person that was left.
Well, if you want to call back in, again, 855-450-FREE, we will continue to take your call, and I'll try to get to it right away. If you were on hold before, you can call back in, and we'll put you right on air. So, we were talking also about Chinese people and the restrictions on having children. I wanted to continue talking about that because if you want, Jay, can you give us a little recap about what exactly that article was about?
It was basically single mothers a city had decided to start finding single mothers if they had, you know, even one child out of wedlock.
Out of wedlock. So now it's not just one child per family. It's one child per family. Only if you're married.
Yeah. Well, so, and it's just in one city right now.
Okay. But who knows? You know, they all like to tend to copy each other. That's the way government works. So if they see that that's successful, robbing people. So let's rob some more people. Let's spread this law around. So what I want to know is, okay, out of wedlock, I wonder how it works in China with... What about adoption? If it's one child per family, is it one child, like, is it one child per, you know, genetic sort of offspring? Or what about if a family adopts a child? Does that count as their one child? Or what if they have a child? Can they adopt someone else's child? You know, how exactly does that work? Is it possible for a Chinese family to have more than one child if they're adopting?
You know, something tells me that they were able to, you know, to do that pretty easily because it's taking the burden off the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a married couple that can't have kids wants a child, it's like, go ahead and take them.
Sure, but then that's, okay, so if a married couple that can't have children wants to adopt one child, that's one child. But right. What if a married couple has a child and they still want to adopt to have another child? And there's a family that doesn't want to have a child or got pregnant or something of that situation. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's, obviously, they're not opposed to abortion there, so they're able to, you know, getting rid of children over there is certainly not a problem. But I wonder, you know, how that works with adoption in terms of how they allow that to take place. You know, because obviously there's still the issues around adoption and passing children on and from family to family, or what happens if a family, you know, the parents die, or, you know, how does [S2] Sure. [S1] That get handled? You know, is that child, you know, because if every family...
I'm sure they have some kind of foster care system like most countries do. Though I know adopting Chinese children out of the country is a thing.
So, yeah, wasn't there something recently where the Chinese government was trying to, like, curtail that?
I think maybe Russia.
Yeah, I heard that about Russia. Russian children, they've completely, I think it was Putin, right? Under Putin, that said that no...
Yeah.
Children outside of, you know, well, I think specifically Americans are no longer allowed. I think it was actually very specific to the United States. They're not allowed to.
I didn't know about that. It was very specific.
Yeah.
It's just kind of strange, though. Why would you want children as wards of the state? You know, they're definitely not being very well taken care of in Russia, you know, post-communism.
Right.
At least in China, you know, everybody's wealth is shared or whatever, and they can sort of finagle that around, but... You know, if somebody wants to adopt a kid, and why would you rather have somebody be in an orphanage for until they can become an adult, basically, whatever age they do over there?
I don't know. I know I can't really explain that, but you know what? Talking about children being ward of the state, I have something that I want to talk about in regards to that. I read an article today talking about youth in juvenile state juvenile facilities. So apparently, 10% of youth behind bars report sexual victimization, which is pretty staggering a statistic. 1 out of 10. Nearly 10% of youth held in state juvenile facilities report experiencing sexual victimization at the hands of another young person or faculty staff, according to a newly released report from the Department of Justice. The report from the Bureau of Justice Statistics found that 7.7% of youth reported an incident involving the facility staff, including roughly 3.5% who said they had sex or sexual contact with staff as a result of force. 2.5% reported that an incident involving another young person, including 1.7% who reported a non-consensual act with another youth. Overall, 9.9% reported some form of sexual victimization, which is defined as any forced sexual activity with another youth, non-consensual acts, and other sexual contacts, and all sexual activity with facility staff. So, I mean, essentially, these kids are there in a facility. I mean, obviously, they've been, you know, some of them have engaged in some sort of youthful crime, but then once they're put into these facilities, they're supposed to be protected.
Yeah, that's what you would think, that the government is there to protect children. You know, that's the line that you're giving with Child Protective Services, et cetera. But I guess once you've committed a crime, hey, all bets are off.
Sure, but I also wonder how many of these kids are, you better shut up. You know, if it's 10% is being what's being reported.
Yeah, what actually is happening that doesn't get reported is probably much higher than that.
I'm sure it's much, much higher because, I mean, these are children, so I'm sure a lot of them have been persuaded to remain silent. I mean, that's obviously easier to get a kid to, you know, keep their mouth shut.
And, you know, if you are a despicable child diddler or whatever you are, you know, where's the best place to sort of hide in sheep's clothing? That's obviously probably working for some agency like this, you know, some sort of child detention center or, you know, like the FBI, they have their child porn divisions or whatever, you know. I mean, if you're good enough at getting away with this sick fantasy, you might be able to get a job in that. And then all day long, you get all the free
collection
porn.
Ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So this article here is from CBSNews.com. The survey, which was conducted last year in the 273 state-owned or operated juvenile facilities, as well as 53 local or private facilities that hold youth under state contract, was mandated as part of the Prison Rape Elimination Act. It was administered confidentially to 8,707 youth who use a touch screen to respond to questions while following audio instructions through headphones. Youth were asked to report incidences in the last 12 months or since they entered the facility. Overall, the rate of sexual victimization has dropped, well, at least that's good, dropped from 12.6% in 2008 and 2009 to the current rate of 9.9%, due primarily to a drop-off in staff sexual misconduct. Lovisa Stanow of the Justice Detention International, an organization that fights sexual abuse in detention facilities, said more progress must be made. Well, yeah, obviously.
Yes, obviously. Kind of a no-brainer.
These numbers are both devastating and hopeful, she said. They show that it is possible to protect young detainees from the devastation of sexual abuse. They also make painfully clear that many youth facilities have a very, very long way to go. Males, 8.2%, were more likely than females, 2.8%, to report sexual activity with staff. That's interesting to me. While females, 5.4%, were more likely than males, 2.2%, to report forced sexual activity with another youth.
Hmm.
Well, nearly half of the staff sexual misconduct victims said that the staff member wrote him or her letters or gave him pictures of themselves. Vast majority of the members identified as having had sexual contact with youth were female. So we'll cover a little bit more about this when we come back. This is Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, 855-450-FREE. Again, that's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654, or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line, and this is the show about your calls. You can call and take control of the show and talk about what you want to talk about, but right now, we're going to talk about your prostate.
No, gentlemen, you don't need to ask about the nearest bathroom all the time. No, you don't have to wake up several times a night, and a 15-second affair doesn't need 15 minutes. A healthy prostate means less urge to go, less frequency, and better flow. A healthy prostate means that the new PT9 from Chamonix, with six natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to do all the above and more. In fact, PT9 has ingredients shown to boost your testosterone levels, all in one pill, prostate and testosterone. So here's a question. If you can try a magnificent natural formula that can help you enjoy your days more and sleep better at night, and boost your testosterone for better libido and performance, would you? Call 800-543-5833. That's 800-543-5833. And if PT9 comes with an introductory half-price trial offer and a six-month money-back guarantee, then the one question left is, why are you not on the phone right now? Call 800-543-5833. That's 800-543-5833.
So before we were talking about children in juvenile detention facilities and the fact that they are being abused at a rate that is pretty astronomical. They are getting, they're reporting at a rate out of 1 out of every 10, essentially. 10% of these kids in these juvenile detention facilities are reporting sexual abuse of some kind or another. So I'm going to repeat some stats here that I was saying as we were going to the last break. Males, 8.2%, were more likely than females, 2.8%, to report sexual activity with staff, while females, 5.4%, were more likely than males, 2.2%, to report forced sexual activity with another youth. Nearly half of staff sexual misconduct victims said that the staff member wrote him or her letters or gave him or her pictures of themselves. The vast majority of staffers identified as having had sexual contact with youth were female. So the staffers that were having sexual contact with youth were mostly female, that by a vast majority, which is interesting. So I guess most of the abusers are actually female staff, which is, again, interesting. It's also interesting that, you know, that it tends to be female staff having sexual contact with males, because, again, 8.2% versus 2.8%. are reporting sexual conduct with staff. So it tends to be, seems to be a lot of males having sexual contact with female staff.
Sure.
Apparently gay, lesbian, bisexual, or other youth were particularly susceptible to youth-on-youth victimization, with 10.3% reporting one or more incidents compared to 1.5% of heterosexual youth. Nearly 70% of youth reporting victimization by another person reported more than one incident. Four states, Georgia, Illinois, Ohio, and South Carolina, were found to have high rates of youth sexual victimization, and I know some people in Georgia, and that doesn't surprise me. JK. Three states, Delaware, Massachusetts, and New York, and the District of Columbia, had no reported incidents of victimization, which sounds like a load of hooey. That just sounds like they're just making it up, or it just hasn't been reported.
That just means not being reported.
Yeah, it's not being reported. I mean, that's just silly. New York, come on. 13 facilities had rates of youth sexual victimization exceeding 20%.
Woo!
Wow.
Good times when you get stuck there.
Oh, my. So, including two where the rate of victimization was 30% or higher. Those two facilities were the Paulding Regional Detentional Center in Georgia and the Circleville Juvenile Correctional Facility in Ohio. If you live in either one of those states and you feel like organizing a protest, let us know, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
1 out of 3 kids there is being sexually assaulted or sexually abused in some way or another, some sort of sexual victimization, as it's called here in this article. And that's just...
It is pretty appalling.
Yeah, these kids are supposed to be being protected by the state. And, you know,
at the same time, while being punished.
Right.
Because they are in jail.
Sure.
So what are they there for? What kind of ridiculous crap?
But, I mean, other thing is, this should scare parents everywhere. This should be, like, really frightening with the fact that, you know, they're, you know, hauling kids off in cuffs now for making, you know, gun fingers.
Yes.
You know, or, oh, you drew a gun, time to be, you know, drug out of school in handcuffs. Or, oh, you call the kid names. Or, you know.
Or the kid that had the little tiny, like, toy gun.
Sure, the toy gun from his, like, G.I. Joe or whatever.
Yeah, that was, you know, an inch long or something.
I mean, it's just unbelievable nowadays what they're putting these kids away for. So, you know, guess what? Your kid does something even slightly wrong, they might be taken and locked in a juvenile detention facility where they get sexually victimized. Welcome to the new United States. Woohoo! You know, it's just, it's pretty unbelievable. And, you know, it's the government that's, you know, supposed to be behind these things, supposed to be protecting them, but it's the government that's responsible. You know, and I think, Puke, you have another sort of interesting story tonight about the government being responsible for something they're supposed to be preventing.
Yeah, this one's interesting. The FBI apparently ran a child porn site for 2 weeks last November, I guess 2012. The FBI raided a bulletin board-style site that was known to be a home of child pornography. But rather than shutting it down, they decided to keep it running and see just how many users they could identify. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that Bureau agents posed as child porn dealers, actively distributing pornography while the site was under their control, just as other agencies perform sting operations with drugs and prostitution.
But before we get more into that, we do have some calls on the line. So
before we
keep talking about the FBI running porn sites, we're going to go to your calls. So who do we have on the line?
Howie from Pennsylvania.
Howie, are you there?
Yeah, I am, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. So what did you want to talk about tonight?
A bunch of things. Like, you guys really got me stirred up with the topics. You were talking about Chinese people at first, but then your last thoughts were about stuff in the military. And, like, I'm really, like, got me kind of angry because you were saying, like, how people, I mean, okay, I can't exactly phrase what your thoughts in the last moments were, but you were saying how, like, you know how, like, all the reported rape cases are in the news in the military and how awful it is? Like, how these thousands of cases of people being, like, sexually assaulted who are soldiers or whatever, Marines or, you know, whatever.
Well, we were talking about youth juvenile detention facilities.
Yeah, that too. But, okay.
But that's, you know, yeah, the military, it's true as well.
But that is something that has been so hidden all these years is coming out now where they're reporting it in the news, right? And
yes,
that people will still send their children to that institution thinking they're doing an honorable thing, to me, just blows my mind. Like,
yeah, it still happens a lot.
I'm in the military myself, you know? I mean,
hold on, we're going to come back to you. We've got to go to a break. We've got a hard out, but we will come back and continue with your thoughts about the military and the sexual abuse. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible thing, and we will come right back and talk a little bit more about that. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. And if you haven't been to the Free Talk Live website in a while, you should go check it out. There's been some changes made in the past few weeks where we have now changed over, and the site is now using Reddit. We've outsourced the social news bookmarking sort of section of the website, and you can now go in as a registered Reddit user and use FDL's subreddit, which you can find on reddit.com/r/freetalklive, or you can just go to freetalklive.com, and it's all integrated right there, and you can share stories. And on the website, you can see things like there are, our bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, sound clips that you can share with people, links to our Facebook, and more. That's at freetalklive.com. And we were on the phone talking to Howie, because we were talking before about the Chinese, and we were talking about adoption, and we ended up talking about sexual abuse, and Howie wanted to talk to us about some comments that we made about sexual abuse in the military and in these youth detention facilities. And I think, Howie, what you were saying is about how some of these people are still sending people, sending their children to these facilities and still allowing this to happen. Did you have any more thoughts for us on that?
Yeah, if you could take time, just talk to me. I had a few comments.
Sure.
But yeah, it just bothers me, because the topics you were talking about, it amazes me the trust that people have in our government to think that the military is going to take care of their kids, because obviously if something makes the news in such widespread things, there's a problem with sexual abuse going on in the military now. So I just don't see how any parent in good conscience could just send their kid, besides that they're sending them off to, like, the possibility they're going to be killed for, an unjust cause, or what, the way I feel, the way our government does things. I mean, the aggression that goes on. I just, I was in the military, and I feel I got suckered into believing that I was doing something good when I really just feel like a pawn now.
But did you come from a military family?
No. I had, like, relatives that were in World War II in the past, but I'm not really. But
so you're the first, then?
No, I'm not. I had a grandfather. My grandfather's in World War II, but other than that, yeah, my family avoids the military. You know, they make, you know, I'm the black sheep. They earn. They're, you know, they're good people. But, yeah, it just seems, and you know what? Most people don't go in the military in this country. Actually, like, it's really, like, I think it's kind of rare that people actually go in the military. It seems like, I guess nowadays, yeah, a lot of people are going in, but maybe it's like the people that I know or the circles I run with, that people don't want to be in the military, and that's the last place they would want to send their children, really. I mean,
yeah. Well, the problem is that the propaganda for the military is much higher than the news about what actually occurs when you're in the military, and it's unfortunate. But the military has a massive advertising budget, and so that's what people see. You know. The reason that everybody loves Budweiser and Coors is because that's what, everybody knows that name. It's been driven into us through advertising for decades. And so I hear that all the time. There's a gentleman at work or something, you know, is like, oh, my kid probably should have gone into the military. It'd be good for him, teach him discipline,
you
whatever.
You should share your background, too. You were in the military.
Yes, I'm a 7-year veteran of the Army, and I went overseas here for the current wars and whatnot.
What job did you do?
I was a 67 uniform. 67 uniform, it's now 15 uniform, Chinook helicopter mechanic and crew chief.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I got some stuff out of the military, but mainly I learned that war sucks and I'm glad I didn't die, and, you know, the government's a giant bureaucracy, it doesn't work. But the fact is that people are very ignorant. People are ignorant of everything, and all they know is that, America, yeah, the military's good. You should volunteer for it. You'll learn discipline. Kids these days, you know, they don't know discipline, all that stuff. And it's whenever I hear that, I try to explain to them that, yes, your child might learn discipline, but there's plenty of kids that don't. I mean, if you don't have discipline when you go in the Army, there's no guarantee you're going to have it when you come out or anything. That's just ridiculous.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you ever think, I think about what you're saying a lot, but you ever think about, like, people value the tough guy. People like heroes, like, I imagine you guys are going to be a pork fest, and if anybody messed with any of your friends there, like, you guys would be like the tough guys that would say, yo, back off, you know? And that's the thing, I think, why our country likes the military, and we are, like, bred from the moment to be taught to, like, say thank you for your service and,
yes,
and that you're dying for your country. And when you listen to Free Talk Live long enough and Liberty Radio, you talk to people that really think about things, as you start to wonder why. It doesn't make any sense that you're not fighting for what's good. You're fighting for what somebody's telling you they want you to think is good because it benefits them. But in the long run, violence doesn't benefit anyone. Aggression doesn't benefit anyone, you know?
But the reality is the zeitgeist of this society is that, you know, all the movies, all the TV shows, everything is war is great, heroes, this and that, and triumph of you know, adversity that is war, all that stuff doesn't point out the realities that you're going to get PTSD and you're going to be injured and you might be drug tested when you get back and for some reason, you know, you pop for amphetamines even though you're on painkillers and your commander doesn't allow you to retake the drug test and thus you're kicked out of the army dishonorably and now your face is screwed up and you don't have any medical
every day, man.
Anything. And that happens constantly.
You just hear stories of guys relating how much stress they're going through. They just convicted a guy. I mean, he pleaded guilty to killing those guys in Afghanistan. He did a horrible thing, but
suicides were the highest they've ever been last year.
They are. It's insane. War is insane, and it's not getting us anywhere. Dude, I'm not like some guy who's just going to lay down if somebody's messing with me, but there are so many better things that human beings can be doing other than hurting other human beings. And that's why I love Free Talk Live, and that's why I wanted to call in tonight and just say,
well, thank you so much for the call, Howard. Do you have any final thoughts for us? Thank you so much.
No, I mean, it's been good. I like you guys. It's been a good show, and thanks for standing up for Ian and Mark while they're away. I wanted one more thing, if you got 1 minute. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
You guys have been around Free Talk Live for a while, right?
And I have. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I remember you guys. Like, I'm just starting. I think somebody in chat, like, explained who you were, like, because I couldn't put it together because I just started listening to Puke and the Gang, and then, like, I didn't know who Johnson was because, you know, I've called in before when you were on, but I was just like,
if you go back to, you know, archives in 2005 to, you know, now, every now and then you'll hear me call in, and I've been on the show before and stuff. So
that's, but the thing is, you guys remember how, like, Pre-Talk Live had some really interesting callers, like Scott. I mean, as crazy as that guy was, but
yeah,
then,
I mean, I don't think we necessarily want to get into nostalgia, because we do have a lot of new listeners.
But you remember how they used to call? Like, is there a reason why they stopped calling, or like,
because they're crazy and they moved on to new shows? That's why.
It's probably true. It's probably
some of it. Pork Fest, like Fred, or I mean, just the local people. Like,
sure, we do.
I just wonder.
Yeah, we do see some of them from time to time, but, you know, everybody does move on. We do get new callers, and you know, affiliates and different radio stations change, so some people are listening to the, you know, one show or some or another, and they just move on. But, you know, we're always obviously looking for new characters to call in.
That's
and
dedicated.
With that. So thank you so much for the call, Howie. And, you know, we do, and speaking of which, we have more calls on the line, so we're going to go right to those. Do we still have Brian?
Brian from Kansas.
Well, Brian from Kansas. How are you guys?
Doing well. I believe I know this, Brian.
You do know me, Johnson, and it was you that earlier today had pointed out the IRS scandal from Martin Bashir's perspective to me on Facebook. And I want to tell you, I think I know why he's so angry. I think I know why Martin Bashir is saying IRS is the new N-word.
Okay, well, I want to hear more about this, and we will definitely come back to you, Brian. So hang on the line for us. This is Free Talk Live, and you can call about whatever you want for the remaining final moments of the show as we come back. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-FREE, and this is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crazy opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions. And receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day. Or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call in these remaining moments of the show. It is the show about your calls. And currently we have with us, we have Brian on the line. And actually, I want to give him a little bit of a plug. Brian, I said I knew him in the last break, and the reason why I know Brian is because he is from the Fajita Funtime Show. He does his own radio show and podcast there on the internet. Brian, are you with us?
I am with you, Johnson, and having a great time sitting here listening to you guys tonight. And before
we went
to the, of course, man. I mean, you guys always do a great job when you fill in. No offense to Mark and Ian, they always do a fantastic job. Free Talk Live for the win. But before we went to the break, I was starting to say I know why Martin Bashir, the awful journalist—I don't even want to put journalist with his name—the awful commentator or whatever he is now on MSNBC. Why
bobblehead.
Is he so angry? Yeah, he is, completely. I mean, he got his fame in America by ruining the career of Michael Jackson. Like, that took a lot of work. But I know now why he's so angry about the IRS and says that IRS is the new N-word. It's because someone forced him to listen to his own reggae album.
He has a reggae album?
I had no idea. And so you started talking about him, and I was like, you know, I'm going to see what kind of input I can provide on Bashir. And I looked him up, and sure enough, he has a reggae album called Bass Lion. It came out in 2010. I'm sitting here listening to it. Here.
Oh, no.
It is awful. It is like it is like the worst mix of, like, pop, bad reggae meets We Are the World. Like, he's got songs titled, like, Candle for the World. Let's see, Shower of Blessings. Every Little Boy. That one creeps me out.
Ooh, yeah, sexy.
In a reggae world, and I'm really intrigued by the one called High Grade Tree.
High Grade Tree? That's a euphemism for marijuana, right?
That's what I'm thinking, too. So not only is Martin Bashir a terrible journalist and a failed reggae artist, I think it's he smokes too much weed. Not that I've got anything against smoking weed. Trust you, me. It may be the man I am. Let alone the gravy, like you guys mentioned earlier in the show, going to be served at Pork Fest. I really want to commend Mandrick and his entire crew for serving biscuits and gravy, because that is a food of liberty. That is a food of freedom. It is a food that has made me stand up to people and say, don't tell me how to eat properly. I'm going to slather myself with biscuits and gravy in the name of liberty.
All right, Brian. Well, did you have any final thoughts for us?
Just keep up the great work, eat biscuits and gravy, like that great tree, and do not listen to the reggae works of Martin Bashir.
Unless you want a good laugh.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call.
See you.
Bye. Oh, Okay, well,
and
thanks.
He's gone.
Thanks, Brian. And he's gone. Well, we also have additional callers here on the line. Again, this is the show about your calls, so let's go to Paul.
From Montana, listening on KYLW 1450.
Paul, are you there? Paul going once.
Uh-oh, where's Paul?
Paul going twice.
Paul.
Oh, no.
Paul fell asleep at the phone.
Yeah.
Or our board op did. I'm not sure which. But, Paul, if you get this later, if you're listening somehow, not listening to your phone and you're listening to the feed, pick up your phone, listen to your phone instead. Don't listen to the radio and give us a call back. You don't have very much time, but or give us a call tomorrow night. So, going back to...
Sorry, I finished that article about
FBI
the...
FBI running a porn site.
Yeah,
let's talk
they
about
were.
That a little bit. Yeah, they were.
So, recap here. The FBI apparently raided a bulletin board style site that was known to be the home of child porn. Instead of shutting it down, they ran it and actively distributed porn for 2 weeks afterwards, hoping to catch people or something, or maybe just because the guys in the FBI were hoping to find, you know... They're like, well, let's just make the excuse. We get to look at free child porn because we're probably sickos that love doing that. It's not yet clear if the technique worked that well in the two-week period. The FBI attempted to identify 5,600 users who had shared over 10,000 images of children. But so far, it's only known that one suspect's computers have been seized. Still, it might be too early to judge. The investigation is still apparently in its early stages. What perhaps can be judged, according to the writer of this article on Gawker, is the ethical position of distributing child pornography to incriminate suspects. Is it worse than supplying drugs in a sting, or is it fair game given the end result? Those are good questions. It is illegal to distribute child pornography. However, is it illegal when the FBI is doing it?
You know what's really interesting?
How is that legal?
You know what's what I think is yeah, exactly, because if you really think about it, then partaking of child pornography should be in the same exact realm. Because if you're using child pornography to catch people who look at child pornography, I mean, it doesn't make sense, because there's a huge difference between people who are actually looking at child pornography and people who are making child pornography, right?
Yes.
Because obviously one involves the abuse of the child, one does not necessarily.
One involves looking at photographs.
Right, one exactly.
While it's despicable and disgusting, it is simply looking at something.
Right, talked about how they've gone so extreme as to, you know, arrest people for photoshopped images.
Yes, or cartoons.
Or cartoons, where they tend to look younger than they actually are because of, you know, digital manipulation. So then they will arrest them for child pornography because they happen to look younger. Which, okay, then what are all the regulations about specifically stipulating what someone's age is? I mean, it starts to get really ridiculous. And if the stipulation is that if somebody has images on their computer that look too young, then the FBI is guilty of their own crime.
Yeah, because the federal government has the largest database of anybody when it comes to child pornography.
And I guess if you want to look at kiddie porn, work for the FBI.
Absolutely. I can only imagine like the guys that get into that division.
You know, I wonder, do they have any screening processes that prevent that from happening? Or is it just, you know, free-for-all? Like, how do they,
Well, I'm sure you'd be a little suspicious if you asked for that position.
All right, here's your interview. Do you love child porn? Yes. I mean, no. All right, you're hired.
You know, that kind of catching criminals with, whatever...
Yeah, by doing
them arrested, it's the same mentality as like giving guns to the drug cartels in Mexico in order to catch them.
Yeah, right? The Fast Furious scandal, you know, down there on the border,
right?
Which results in just more deaths and actual, you know, doing more harm than good. But I guess it's a-okay because the government did it, right?
Sure.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It really is.
Real quick because we're coming up on the end of the show, and you mentioned free video, so I want to talk a little bit more about a free video that is now available. That is fantastic. There is a documentary about the Free State Project, and I apologize that I'm linking these two stories together to Christina Heller, but this movie is fantastic. If you have not seen Libertopia, it is now available at libertopiafilm.com. The entire movie is now available online. Libertopia is a time capsule of the Free State Project from 2008-2009. It follows three members of the Free State Project, ordinary citizens attempting to reclaim a voice against a government which they believe shares neither their priorities nor their interests. Often considered radicals in their hometowns, they have begun a mass migration to 21st century New Hampshire. The film presents a nation-trekking examination of a high-minded but ultimately practical group of people and their beliefs. The result is not a reasoned argument for libertarianism, nor even an impassioned plea, but rather a microscopic view of a growing 13,000-person-strong movement with three of its sojourners as the lens. The style is upbeat and deeply human, often amusing and at times heartbreaking, and by the end, the audience cannot help but yearn to breathe freer themselves. Libertopia was the first feature film for producers Craig Goodale and Christina Heller. When first meeting the Free Staters, I was thinking in terms of a two-party paradigm, says Heller, and as I learned about libertarianism, I found the philosophy really appealing and was inspired by the passion of the FSP. Libertopia was created for a general audience, not simply to preach to the choir. I'm hoping this free release will get the movie outside the inner circles of liberty movement and spark conversations about liberty versus authority in our society rather than Republican versus Democrat. Heller, who directed the film, is currently producing a new documentary called The Spark, which provides a blueprint for reducing America's spiraling energy consumption by increasing common access to natural resources and industrial technology. And the reason why I felt I had to bring this up is because after seeing Libertopia, I have to say it's one of the best Liberty Media pieces out there. It is absolutely fantastic. Have either of you seen it?
No. Is there an addendum about one of the people featured in the documentary moved away?
I don't know if they've added that addendum to the film, but
I'm curious.
I recommend every. There may be an.
But I'm sure it's still a good documentary.
It's
all
fantastic,
the same.
And I recommend.
I'm cynical that way.
Everybody watch it. And it's Ben Johnson here with you.
And Puke.
And Boner Joe.
And this has been Free Talk Live. Mark and Ian will be back soon. And you have a wonderful.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.